Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 84. Today, we're continuing our discussion on estate planning mistakes to avoid. And today, we're talking about having a secret estate plan. That is where you have an estate plan, but nobody knows that you have it. I had a conversation with some clients a couple of weeks ago, and the husband told me that when his mother was getting sick and was needing help, needed her kids to take over the management of her finances and her health care, she did not have any estate planning documents that they knew about. So they had to get a court involved through the guardianship process, and the court empowered people to act on her behalf. When mom died, they found the estate planning documents that were already in place, powers of attorney that would have allowed people to act for her, manage her finances, pay her bills, speak to her doctors, and make medical decisions for her, all without a court being involved. But the kids didn't know that mom had these documents, so they were basically useless. They found them after she passed away and could not use them while she was living because they just didn't know that they existed. So obviously, privacy is important. You want to safeguard your private information, and you may not even want to tell your family members what your estate plan says, what it does. You may not want to talk about what your assets are. But at a minimum, you need to tell your family, people who have responsibilities in your estate plan, as your successor trustees, as your agents, under your powers of attorney, as the executors of your estate, they need to know that you have this plan in place. They need to know where these documents are kept so that if you need these people to use the documents, they know where they are and they can find them, because just having the plan doesn't do any good for anybody. The people who have a role to play need to be able to lay their hands on the documents and provide those documents to the appropriate banks or doctors or whomever they need to be dealing with on your behalf. So, of course, get an estate plan in place, but when you have it in place, don't keep it a secret. Share at least the most basic information with the people who need to know. So I hope that's helpful for you today. Join us again next week. We'll continue with the fourth estate planning mistake you need to avoid. And if you have any questions about your estate plan, you want to reach out to us. If you're in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you. Our contact information is in the show notes. We'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.